in this bulletin. The future of Medicare becomes an election campaign issue. Anti-far-right protests in France. And Prince Harry and Meghan attend the opening ceremony of the Invictus Games. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. A politician who once described spending on Medicare as unsustainable will be the Minister for Health if the Morrison government is re-elected. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed Senator Anne Rustin would take on the portfolio. In 2014, she described Medicare in its current form as not sustainable. She's been repeatedly asked if she still holds that view and whether Australians can expect to see cuts to Medicare.
This is the government that guaranteed Medicare. It was the Prime Minister at the time who was the Treasurer when we made a guarantee that we would guarantee Medicare. That is our policy as we're standing here today.
Though, can you rule out any cuts to Medicare as Health Minister if you're elected?
Look, our government has been absolutely clear that we are not cutting Medicare. In fact, I think our track record in terms of the increased spending across all elements of our healthcare system stand for themselves.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says Senator Rustin's elevation would represent a threat to universal healthcare.
Now, Anne Rustin has made it very clear that she wants to take the universal out of universal healthcare. People are already seeing escalating costs of healthcare. They're already seeing cuts to healthcare and cuts to Medicare. And the appointment of Anne Rustin sends a very bad message that this government, if it is re-elected, will make further cuts.
Easter is being marked in Australia. Anthony Albanese has attended a Catholic service in Cairns. Scott Morrison attended a service at Horizon Church in the southern Sydney suburb of Sutherland. He is urging people to enjoy the time they have together with loved ones over this period.
It's a time of great hope and a time that we can look forward to the future with confidence. If you're out on the roads over the weekend, please be safe when you're driving home. Please be safe when you're driving home, but really enjoy this wonderful time together. God bless. Happy Easter.
Six people have died with COVID-19 in New South Wales as the state recorded 9,725 new cases. Two people died in Victoria with 8,153 cases, and Queensland detected 4,850 new infections. The Northern Territory has recorded 340 new cases. In Tasmania, one person has died with COVID-19 and there have been 1,212 cases. Western Australia is reporting 8 deaths and 5,112 cases, while South Australia had 2,675 cases. Thousands of anti-far-right protesters have marched across France to oppose the policies of presidential candidate Marine Le Pen. They want to prevent her from winning an election runoff against the incumbent Emmanuel Macron. In central Paris, thousands gathered and chanted anti-far-right slogans and warned of democratic upheaval if Marine Le Pen wins. This protester says France is not a country of fascists and the left is still a political force.
Qu'il n'y a pas que des fachos dans ce pays et qu'il n'y a pas que des gens qui sont ni pro-Macron ni pro-Le Pen.
We're not all fascists in this country. We're not all choosing either Macron or Le Pen. The left is still present in this country and there's still a bit of solidarity.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have attended the opening ceremony of the Invictus Games for injured veterans in The Hague. The Invictus Games is a multi-sport event created in 2017 by Prince Harry for military personnel wounded in action. Garrett Powers from Canada says he's glad to be taking part.
I was selected for the Invictus Games for Team Canada. I've had a rough last year. I have battled cancer and went through 9 rounds of chemotherapy and had my arm amputated. So the Canadian military thought it would be a good opportunity for me to come and get back in the game and play some sports with my colleagues.
And now for tomorrow's weather forecast. Perth, sunny, 24. Adelaide, a shower or two and 20. Melbourne, rain and 19 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two, 17. Canberra, partly cloudy, 23. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 25. Sydney, similar conditions and 26. Newcastle, mostly sunny and 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27 degrees. Cairns, much the same, 30. And Darwin, mostly sunny, 34. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.